You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 392.
On Flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Gornflake.
Hi, Kevin.
Ready for more train talk?
Look at this. Here we are. Chugga chugga. Woo-hoo.
The train shows were fun, weren't they?
They were. I loved doing something so different.
We had Ed here to teach us about trains. I like those shows. That was fun. Maybe we'll do that again sometime. We could do a sequel. There's so many trains. We could actually do a third train show, but not today. But here we are, and just you and me, we got a few things to get through today. Ready to go?
Yes.
Well, how about National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
There was a celebrity birthday of note. I wanted to wish Calista Flockhart a happy 55th birthday on November 11th.
Calista Flockhart. This is somebody, you know how there are some celebrities that, maybe this only applies to me, but hopefully it's not just me losing my mind and other people can relate to this. But there are certain celebrities whose names I can never remember.
And she's one of them.
Yes.
You see her and you're like, that's
yeah, that's
Ally McBeal. That's
one of those people for me is Calista Flockhart.
That's
and
her.
Cornflake, I'm not kidding. As recently as yesterday, I was trying to remember, what is that woman's name?
Is it because you saw her on Supergirl?
Yeah, but not yesterday. I don't know why I was thinking of her yesterday. It would have been Supergirl related. I think about Supergirl a lot,
yeah.
As you know. Yeah, that's what I best know her from, because I know she was on a show called Ally McBeal.
In the late 90s.
In the 90s, right?
Yeah,
I never
early
saw
2000s.
It. I never saw that show.
Yeah, and we watched that in the dorms.
Yeah?
Yep.
I was vaguely aware that this was someone who existed, but I never really saw her until Supergirl. And she was only there for the first season and change. When Supergirl started, they filmed it, I believe, in Los Angeles for the first season. Then they moved to Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
where they make all TV shows now.
Right.
Everything shoots in Vancouver. And I guess who didn't want to go to Vancouver?
Oh.
Would be Ally McBeal.
Right.
Because they wrote her character out of the show. So I haven't seen her since.
There's a lack of Cat Grant.
Yeah, that's right. She was Cat Grant, which is a character from the comics. And I wasn't crazy about her at first, just because she was this kind of goofy, over-the-top kind of antagonist character, and a little overdoing it, I felt. But then I came around. I got used to her. It was my fault. It wasn't her. It was me.
I see.
Yeah.
You just had to warm up to Cat Grant.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about Ms. Flockhart?
Not a whole lot beyond Ally McBeal and Supergirl, but I'd be remiss not to mention my favorite Calista Flockhart appearance, and that was in the 1996 movie The Birdcage.
That's
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Nathan Lane.
Yeah. Never saw it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's in that also?
She is. She plays...
She's the bird.
She plays a bird. And she plays the daughter of a politician played by Gene Hackman.
Oh, wow.
And Gene Hackman's wife in the movie is played by Diane Wiest.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a daughter who hardly says anything in the whole movie, but her facial expressions say it all. And that's played by Calista Flockhart. And, like, watching her already big eyes get even bigger, there's something very comical about that. And she is very fun to watch in that movie.
Yeah, I'm never going to see that movie. Who are
we kidding? You are not going to
I'm
see
never
that movie.
See it.
That's okay, I'll watch it 10 times over on your behalf.
Now, I think the only other thing I know about Calista Flockhart is, isn't she involved with Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Aren't they an item? Are they
They're
still
married.
They're married, okay.
Yes.
I was thinking about Harrison Ford today, but that happens a lot.
Harrison Ford is the
yep.
one whose name I can never remember.
No.
So isn't that what, no, I'm serious.
You never remember Harrison Ford?
It's that guy. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I see him, I can't remember what his name is.
So between the two of us, we've got this couple covered as far as not remembering who in the world they are.
Yes, you remember Harrison, I'll remember Calista, and we'll have it completely covered.
Okay, yeah, as a team, we're good.
Yes.
Why were we not invited to the wedding? Suddenly I feel very offended and snubbed. Happy birthday, Callista Flockhart. Okay, and we had other stuff for us today for the Flopcast.
Yeah.
Including, I think, well, this is first time we've had a chance to talk, you and I, since Halloween. So it's November now. It's early November.
Yes.
But we're so caught up with train talk for the last couple of weeks that I haven't heard about your Halloween. So a little bit of Halloween follow-up, if you like.
Oh, I was very busy in the month of October.
Busy Halloween season?
Yeah, and October is a good time for getting on the road, so...
Cornflake on the Road Halloween edition?
Yes!
That's exciting. How festive.
I went to Freeport, Maine.
Okay.
Never been to Freeport, Maine. Do you know what Freeport, Maine is known for?
No, I don't think I've been there either.
The very first L.L. Bean in 1912.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
That's a store that sells...
Outdoor wear and...
Outdoor stuff.
Recreation stuff.
Yeah, okay. It's an empire. It's a giant company. I think I have an L.L. Bean water bottle, even though I've never been to L.L. Bean. I think. Let me look. I have it
right
here.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. I'm packing an L.L. Bean water bottle. They gave this to me a 5K that I did back in the summer. That island 5K I did.
Oh, yeah.
On the island in Boston Harbor. And I was handed this...
It's a nice water bottle.
It's nice. I've been using it lately. I drink water out of it.
Oh,
and whatnot,
I'm so glad.
You know?
You give me something like that, I'm going to be drinking vodka out of it. So.
As far as anybody knows, this is full of water.
Yes.
Who's going to know, right?
I would not have just gone to any L.L. Bean, not even the L.L. Bean in Freeport, Maine, that has out in front, you can get your picture taken, with a 16-foot tall...
Water bottle.
Water bottle. Rubber bottom boot. So they've got a big,
a giant boot there?
Giant boot on display. It's a size, if you were to take sizes in shoes, this would be a size 410.
Okay. So you heard they have a giant boot in Maine, and off you go. Tires screeching.
That's not how it happens. What I heard was that there was going to be a mighty jack-o'-lantern display. And
mighty
it was,
jack-o'-lantern display.
Yes, there were going to be thousands of jack-o'-lanterns on display. So, off I go. And this is an area, it's not going to surprise you, Kevin, that's surrounded by outlet stores as well. It's
Yeah, that's what they have in Maine. I'm told.
Yes.
Again, I've never been to these stores. But I hear outlet stores. All the tourists go up to Maine to buy products.
It is a big thing up there.
But so glad I'm not up there.
Cool to see.
Yeah.
Great music. And as I walked around the campus of L.L. Bean, I think this was the highlight of my cornflake on the road trip. It wasn't the pumpkins, although those were cool.
Wow.
I walked off to the side of one of the L.L. Bean buildings, and there was just this whole fleet of hammocks just out for anybody who wants to use this. This is, I think this
every
is
every cornflake on the road ends with you in a hammock.
Surprise hammocks. Pretty much anywhere I go can end...
No matter where you go, you just want to relax.
With a cornflake and a hammock, because I have my own and I can bring it with me. But this was just out in the open. There
it's
were all
so
these...
so exciting to find a hammock in the wild.
Yeah, there was a whole whole bunch of them just out and ready to use. So yeah, I didn't care so much about the boot. I flopped over in a hammock and I found it to be a successful cornflake on the road.
Wow. So that was your big Maine trip. For Halloween, did you wear a costume?
Not to this.
Yeah.
But I did get around a little later in the month to wearing a costume.
You suited up in a Halloween costume?
I did on Halloween day.
Okay.
I just decided to go out into the world as a Yip Yip alien.
I've seen your Yip Yip costume.
Yeah.
In person. Sesame Street, it's my favorite Sesame Street characters,
I believe, of all
time, are the Yip Yips.
And there was a time where I had both a pink Yip Yip and a blue Yip Yip costume, but I can't wear them both at once,
no,
so...
That'd be weird.
Yeah. So I wore the pink one, and it was nice to have, because like I said, it's gotten really cold around here, and you stay nice and warm in that.
Yeah, and people outside New England, you don't realize, almost everybody is just dressed as a Yip Yip through the winter around here. So you were a Yip Yip for Halloween.
And what I love is that I can throw that thing on and walk into a group of people who would normally recognize me and have them go, who's under there? So,
right. So you're able to slip around anonymously and tell everybody what you really think of them.
And what I really think is yip, 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 yip.
That's
yip.
Right.
And then every once in a while, I'll look at one of them and go, nope, 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 nope. And I walked into a Halloween costume contest. And I won first prize.
You just wandered into a contest.
Yeah.
And took it.
I saw some other people in costumes. I went over to...
You sized them up.
Yeah, check it out.
You could tell. You could easily crush the competition.
Yeah, I just went in there to just destroy everyone.
Yes.
What about you? Did you dress up for Halloween?
Yeah, sort of. You know, at first I thought, I guess I didn't really do anything for Halloween this year. And then I remembered, oh, wait, yes, I did like two or three things for Halloween. I totally forgot. Because Halloween itself, I did nothing.
It's kind of nice just to do nothing on Halloween.
Yeah.
While everybody else is knocking themselves out.
Yeah. So like the weekend before, we did have a little Halloween party to attend. And continuing my tradition of just the stupidest costumes anybody could possibly come up with. I guess appropriate for the Flopcast. This year for Halloween, I was a classy chicken.
Really?
It was such a stupid costume. I was a classy chicken. Chicken mask, chicken tie, you know, all dressed up like a classy chicken for once.
You were the mascot for your running team.
Yes, that's my team, which is me and Brittany.
You are the team and you are the mascot.
Not much of a team. There's only two of us. But yeah, we are the classy chickens. She knew right away what I was doing. She saw me at the party. She said, oh, classy chicken. She got it. Nobody else had any idea what was going on.
Well, it's a good thing that she evaluated you as a classy chicken. It was only Brittany.
Judged. Yeah, she judges whether or not you're a classy chicken. And right. Yeah, that night, I certainly was. Really stupid costume, but I was a classy chicken. Now, later that week, just a couple days before Halloween, I actually went up to Vermont for a weird thing.
Are you looking for whistle pigs?
Yeah, occasionally I run into a whistle pig up in Vermont. My big sighting this year in Vermont was a turkey, just hanging out by the side of the road. I pulled over and spent some quality time with a turkey.
How did the turkey feel about it?
Turkey was a little confused by my classy chicken costume at first, but then eventually we really hit it off. We're the best of friends. Now, I was up there for this weird movie thing that was happening, little tiny theater, middle of nowhere. They're showing these two sort of horror movies that were locally produced. Like, these were movies that were made in Vermont, independent movies that were made in the 1970s. And they're not very good. Nothing happened in either one of them.
But it's a horror movie, so you're waiting the whole time for something to happen.
In general, that kind of puts a damper on the horror if nothing happens. These were movies in which nothing happened.
But you were on the edge of your seat the whole time anyway.
Yeah, it's like something's got to happen at some point. You know? And then, no, nothing ever happens.
That's my kind of horror movie.
This is a horror movie that you could handle. They finally made a horror movie for Cornflake because nothing happens. I like seeing them because I like weird, ridiculous things. Mm-hmm. And independent 70s movie in which nothing happens. Okay, I will sit through that because that's weird. There was a speaker, though, introducing the movie and talking about the movie afterwards, and I knew this guy. This guy I had not seen speak in person in decades, I think, not since the 90s. But I used to see him at comics conventions around Boston back in the 80s and 90s, and his name's Stephen Bissett, and comic book people know exactly who I'm talking about when I say Stephen Bissett. He was probably best known as the artist on Swamp Thing. Back in the 80s, when Alan Moore was writing Swamp Thing in the mid-80s, Stephen Bissett was the artist. And he's also an expert on movies and on horror movies especially, so he knows this stuff. And he's a Vermont guy. He doesn't really do much comic book work anymore, but he writes books and he teaches at a cartooning school in Vermont. So he's up there to present these Vermont horror movies, you know, so perfect. So I'm there.
Right.
So I did get to say hello and chat with him before the weird movie thing started. The turkey I ran into on the way into Vermont, way scarier than the movies.
Really?
And the turkey was a delight. Not at all scary. So I guess that counts as a weird Halloween activity, right?
Yeah.
I went all the way up to Vermont to see two old movies in which nothing happens, hosted by the guy that drew Swamp Thing.
That's pretty neat.
That's a weird Halloween.
I did do one other thing.
What else did you do?
Well, I did go to another pumpkin display.
Another one.
I went to the Roger Williams Park Zoo for the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular.
Yeah, they do a giant pumpkin display down there. I've never been.
You should have come with me.
I've heard it's great. I should have come with you. I was too busy. I was in Vermont.
You would have loved what I found there.
Pumpkins?
Over 5,000 of them, but there's a different theme every year, and this year the theme was the four seasons of the year.
Sure.
And before you even get to see the four seasons, there was a special display in honor of Stan Lee. There's Stan Lee's face carved into a pumpkin.
Wow.
And on one side of it, it's Stan Lee. If you go over to the other side of the pumpkin, it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I think probably the hallmark of the display was a giant Dr. Doom.
So they had all the different Marvel characters?
Carved
all
into pumpkins.
Pumpkin form.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did they have a Green Goblin? Because Green Goblin would actually throw pumpkin bombs at people.
Right? I think they did.
They must have. They better.
Yeah, that would have been disappointing.
We will go there right now and register a formal complaint.
Set this
straight. Where's the Green Goblin?
So
well, that's cool. Was that the highlight of the whole thing? Was the Marvel Comics pumpkins? Come on.
Well, I think some people might have thought so.
Yeah.
But the highlight of the display actually reminded me of you,
uh-oh,
Kevin. So I got to summer, and they're playing one song on loop. And do you know what it is? They're playing on loop as I'm looking at these pumpkins.
Can you say Lost in Emotion by Lisa Lisa?
A little bit of Mungo Jerry,
oh,
Kevin.
Oh, they're playing Mungo Jerry, of course.
So
a jug band for the pumpkin festival.
Looking at the pumpkins. And a whole song. They're not even just playing a clip of it. They're playing in the summertime.
The entire
on loop.
Horrifying, inappropriate song.
Yes.
From your hero, Mungo Jerry.
So that was lovely. And I thought, man, I did get a video of it so I can share with you later.
Well, I love that that's the highlight of the Roger Williams pumpkin display for you, was that they were playing Mungo Jerry in the summertime. All right, I get that.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. Would it be possible, could any pumpkin carving artist possibly have the talent to capture Mungo Jerry with those giant mutton chops, that dude from Mungo Jerry in pumpkin form?
You would need just the right pumpkin.
That'd be the ultimate challenge.
That would be something.
Because I did a Lionel Richie pumpkin several years ago. I was trying to capture the clay head from the Hello video as a pumpkin. And that was a challenge, trying to get like Lionel Richie's hair and mustache carved into a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, I think. I feel like I succeeded. It was very popular. People loved it.
It was neat.
Yes, I was elected the Pumpkin King that year. They fired Jack Skellington. They brought in me and my Lionel Richie pumpkin.
Pumpkin King.
But capturing Mungo Jerry with that goofy hippie face of his would be even more of a challenge, I think.
That would have been something special.
Yeah, if only. Maybe next year we can suggest... Skip the music. Just carve Mungo Jerry, please, into it. Because that's what the kids would enjoy.
Yes.
You know, the kids are so into Mungo Jerry.
The face of Mungo Jerry.
The children. Families bring their kids to this thing. And you know the kids are just hoping to see a Mungo Jerry pumpkin, right?
Yeah, and the music would have made you think.
Would somebody please think of the children next year? All right. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes.
No, it's November 10th or whatever.
Right.
We're
when
late.
Have we ever been timely?
We were very busy with trains all through the month of October. You understand,
right,
my
who
friends.
Who could blame us?
Here's something, though. Here's something that's also way overdue. Even more overdue than our Halloween talk. How long has it been since we did Chickens in the News?
And now, the Flopcast presents Chickens in the News.
You have to ask, it's probably been too long.
It's been way too long since we had a Chickens in the News. And finally, this is a big one, literally. And this is a good one. This comes to us from our friend Michael Bailey, podcaster and comic book expert Michael Bailey from the Fortress of Baileytude podcast network, alerted me to this startling development down in Georgia, state of Georgia, you know, which I visit every year. But I've never been to Fitzgerald, Georgia. I never heard of Fitzgerald, Georgia, but evidently...
Who has? Oh, wait, the people who live there,
the people
probably.
Of Fitzgerald are all too aware...
They know that.
...of Fitzgerald, Georgia. But this town has wild chickens, and it's known for, you go to this town, there's chickens wandering around everywhere.
Wow.
Wild Burmese chickens. So it's become sort of a tourist draw that people go to Fitzgerald because they want to see the chickens. And I get that. You know,
right.
We love watching chickens
That's
running around.
Totally something we would do.
You know, we seem to be sort of into chickens around here.
A little.
You may have noticed.
Yeah.
Classy chickens for Halloween. But here's what's going on now. So that was already the case. That's not the news. They're trying to take it up a level. The mayor of Fitzgerald, Georgia, came up with an idea, and they're doing this. This is happening. To draw more chicken-obsessed tourists into town. They wanted a giant chicken. Now, Georgia has a big chicken, and I've been there. There's a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant, which is shaped like a giant chicken. It's in Marietta, Georgia, which is very close to Atlanta. That's the Atlanta area. And our friends Tim and Jessica took us to the big chicken.
and it was great. I mean, I'm not a fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken
right.
as a restaurant, but I'll go check out a giant chicken-shaped building anytime, as you know.
Yes.
And it's a landmark. It's famous. People talk about the Big Chicken. That one, the Big Chicken in Marietta, Georgia, is 56 feet tall. Now, in Fitzgerald, Georgia, they decided, what if we got a chicken taller than that one?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's like a giant chicken war brewing in the state of Georgia.
Best kind of war.
Absolutely. So the idea was, the Big Chicken's 56 feet. Let's make a giant chicken that's 58 feet tall. We're going to go 2 feet taller. And the plan was... The plan was not a building necessarily, but a steel framework for a topiary. They want a giant chicken topiary. Like they're going to build a frame and then grow plants all over it. Have a giant plant chicken.
Don't we all?
That's the plan.
That's an awesome plan.
So they engaged the services of either a company or, I'm hoping, one small strange man, but something or someone going by the name of Topiary Joe.
Topiary Joe.
Topiary Joe, according to what I read, is the name of... Again, I hope it's just one guy.
That's awesome.
Because I'm picturing Topiary Joe, you know, wandering the countryside. A folk hero.
Bending trees to his will.
Yes, just making giant topiary everywhere. So Topiary Joe is presented with this project. Hey, can we build a 58-foot tall chicken topiary? And Topiary Joe says, well, yeah, we could. But, you know, if you go a little taller than that, instead of 58, if we go 62 feet, then you'd have the biggest one in the world.
Oh, wow!
So apparently there's a 60-foot tall chicken topiary somewhere. I don't know about that. I could not find that information. But Topiary Joe says, no, don't stop at 58. We got to go 62.
I like the way Topiary Joe thinks.
It'll be the biggest in the world. And so the mayor of Fitzgerald said... Yeah, all right, let's do that then. Topiary Joe, you talked me into it. So now they're going 62 feet tall, and this is on. This is happening. It's not like some crazy idea. Some guy in the town council just proposed this, and everybody laughed at him. No, this is an actual plan underway.
They're all in.
It's budgeted. They're doing this. Like, the project is underway. It's expected to be completed by the end of this year.
Wow.
This is going up in a hurry.
I'll say.
I don't know if the plants, like, it must take a while for the plants to grow on it, you know, but maybe they'll have the framework up by the end of the year. And it's the South, so everything grows, you know, fast down there.
True.
Like, nothing's going to grow around here for the rest of the year.
No.
But down there.
One bare topiary.
Stuff is probably still growing down there in Georgia.
Yes. You know. Biggest topiary.
In order for this to happen, the heat miser had to agree to allow it to snow in Southtown for one day.
Mm-hmm.
I may be mixing up my stories right now. Something like that's going on down there. The story also reported that there are plans for the giant chicken topiary to possibly include an apartment for overnight lodgers. I don't know if that's really... That sounds...
In the topiary?
That sounds crazy to me. But apparently that's on the table right now is, could there be a room that someone could actually rent and stay in?
In the topiary.
And sleep inside a giant chicken. I would not be surprised if that gets scrapped from the plan at some point, because that just sounds like a logistical nightmare to me. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I want it to work.
They're talking about an observation deck. That sounds a little more reasonable to me. Again, I'm all in, either way. If you set me up with an apartment inside a chicken topiary, sold, you know? Yep.
There's no place I'd rather be.
So here's the deal, Cornflake, because you know I go to Georgia every year. I'm down there for Dragon Con every year. Fitzgerald, Georgia is not... near Atlanta.
Oh.
Georgia's big.
Right.
That's a giant state. They're all giant once you get out of this area.
Right.
You know, you and me, we go running around. You can go zip up to Maine, see your stupid pumpkins whenever you like.
You can't do that in most parts of this country.
Tiny little states all right next to each other around here. Georgia's massive. But I looked into it. Fitzgerald, Georgia is like a 3-hour drive from Atlanta.
Doable.
Around here, you drive 3 hours, you were not in the same state that you started.
No, you were not.
So the question is, could we get to the giant chicken topiary? And I hope the answer is yes.
Mm.
I can assure you, I'm looking into this. If we can do it, we'll do it.
Nothing you couldn't accomplish with a couple of jetpacks, Kevin.
There's got to be a way.
Yeah.
That's it. That is our chickens in the news.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. We can end with a quote, actually, from the mayor. From the mayor of Fitzgerald.
Yeah?
This madman that came up with this whole plan. The mayor said, they want to see chickens... so we're going to show them a chicken.
Yes. Hear, hear.
That should be the motto for the Flopcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Cornflake, that is your long overdue chickens in the news.
That's a thing of beauty right there. I am so looking forward to this chicken topiary.
All right. Well, I think this was just kind of a goofy catching up show after those long, crazy train shows of the last couple of weeks. So let's just go ahead and wrap up.
Okay. Well, if you come to our website, we'll show you a chicken. Flopcast.net.
They want to see chickens, so they came to our website.
Yes.
And we're going to show them a chicken.
We will not let you down. Flopcast.net is our website. We're at facebook.com/flopcast. We're on Twitter. Our handle there is @flopcast. And we're on Instagram, the_flopcast.
That's where to find us for now. Soon, hopefully, you'll find us
in an apartment.
In an apartment in Fitzgerald.
In a chicken topiary.
A little tiny apartment. I'm guessing it's not going to be very spacious.
No, the size doesn't matter.
They'll be lucky if they can fit Callista Flockhart inside this apartment. And she's tiny.
It's true. You know?
We will not fit in the chicken apartment, but maybe we can get Callista in there.
Her husband, what's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? And now I want to see Indiana Jones, like, exploring the chicken topiary. The ominous music playing as he pushes his way through the plants, exploring, like, the beginning of Raiders. Oh, now you've got yourself a proper Indiana Jones sequel set in Georgia. I will totally see that, and we'll see you here next week.
Peace and cookies.
My name is Quoth. I tread paths by moonlight that others fear to speak of during the day. I've talked to gods, loved women, and written songs that make the minstrels weep. You may have heard of me. Join Mandy and her friends as they explore Patrick Rothfuss's best-selling fantasy series, The Kingkiller Chronicle. You can find us at casterquest.com or on the ESO network.
And hello, Cornflake. It's the secret after show.
Look at this.
Don't tell anybody about this part of the show. It's something of a secret. What's going on this week for the after show?
I finally saw Surf's Up.
Oh, wow!
Yeah!
Surf's Up!
You've talked about this movie so many times because it has John Heder in it playing...
Right.
Playing Chicken Joe.
Chicken Joe. It's a computer-animated movie about surfing penguins and one surfing chicken. It came out in, like, 2008, I think.
Around then.
And nobody saw it except me, and I loved it.
And now I finally can see why you loved it.
It was never spoken of again. And yeah, I thought it was terrific.
I thought the way that they made it work was awesome, because what I didn't realize until I saw it was that it's a mockumentary.
Yes.
And so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's shot like a documentary. And like the camera, the movements of the camera react to what's happening and who's speaking, you know, in a way that you don't normally see in a cartoon.
I now share in your delight of this movie, Kevin.
Yeah, we met John Heder, you know, Napoleon Dynamite, that dude. He's the voice of Chicken Joe, and he's very, very funny. Yeah, we met him at a convention a few years back, you and I.
Super Mega Fest.
At Super Mega Fest, which is coming up this week, by the way. We didn't mention that during the regular show, but the after show people, if you're coming to Super Mega Fest here in Massachusetts this week, I'll be wandering around, so maybe I'll see you there. But yeah, when we talked to John Heder, that's what I wanted to talk about was Surf's Up, which I'm guessing he probably doesn't hear a lot about Surf's Up. You know, everybody wants to talk Napoleon Dynamite.
It's a shame. I actually like him better as Chicken Joe.
I like them both. They're both great characters. But yeah, come on. Surfing Chicken.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.